This is the way. That we have been going on our job. We make the white fellows ashamed that we have done the things that they thought that they would never do. Today, we have mostly all of our children in the office at Windrock. Same way with our program, the Navajo Economic Opportunity. Office of the Navajo Economic Opportunity. We have done it because we know we learn too fast. Now we are getting into deeper lesson. We made thousands of our Navajo people happy, and on the reservation. We make them smile now, because they're living in good houses. The home improvement through the Navajo reservation has made everybody happy. The preschool. Now the Navajo people themselves is working with their great mind to help solve our problems. Discuss things at their chapter. Or rather at their kiva. A chapter house is a kiva. This is one of the great stories that I've got in my living days. I sure appreciate it. Myself, what I have done for my people. This is what you need to do for your people. Let us work together. And discuss things. If there's any problem that you think it's kind of hard, I'll come and help you discuss it out, talk it over. We'll get to the right point. We'll get to the right problem. This is what they want in Washington. Today the Washington office says that the Navajos are not too dumb as we think they are. The Navajos are one of the great Indian people. which we have learned it from the Fort Summers Lone Walk. We still keep on learning. So my friend, that is the same problem that I brought you up here for. This is some of part of my money from my own pocket that I bought food with. I'd like to tell you and you can do the same thing for your people. So now today we have been organizing between a lot of things, home improvement, and preschool. And DNA, Navajo culture, LCDP, we have had enough program that we know that what the Indian need is, we still keep on going. There are some more better problems, better programs that we might run into. So this is what we came here for. Like I told you, I have brought up some people. I didn't tell you all about it during the time of my celebration, about how glad I was to help my people. I have a big barbecue for my people. I will call them over and we have talked it together then. I've even got some loudspeaker to tell my people about it. We've been talking all day long, as though we was running the meeting. I have some leaders there to talk. They had some good problems, good ideas to talk about. That our people needs throughout the Navajo Nation. We still are fighting more deeper in what needs that our Navajo people wants. We are trying to level them up from the low grade up to the high grade. I don't mean grades that you go to school by. I mean the way they live. They are high people, which high people is the one that are rich. They are low people, the one that are poor. This is what I'm talking about. I want to level them up. See what I could do to level them up together. What can I do to make them even? There are a lot of things to do. Is to tell them and tell them to do this and that. Work hard to make a good living. If they can do it. They can work hard. As you tell them to do. Just keep at it. They can find themselves a good lesson. Gather them up in each meeting. There's where we want CAC, the Community Action Committee, can do this if they work hard. They can talk about things at the chapter house. For the chapter officer. The CAC can make out plans for the people. And then the chapter officer takes it in front of the people, their needs. The CAC don't have to go and force the people around. They just make out plans. And then the chapter officer can do the rest. The chapter officer can explain them to their people. The fact that they need. The things that is more need in among their homes. Not just only herding sheep, but there are a lot of things that they can do. While they are kicking around, while they are strong, it helps them live. So this is what we are doing at the Navajo Chapter House.